This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Wyoming, a man was issued a citation for trespassing onto private land where elk are known to shed their impressive antlers. Recreationists prize the antlers, but as with other sporting activities like hunting or hiking, permission must be granted from landowners before people enter those lands for hiking, hunting, or for shed hunting, the practice of looking for the antlers shed by elk and other ungulates. Fed up with people trespassing on their land to hunt shed antlers, some Hot Springs County, Wyoming ranchers agreed to let game wardens plant antlers with tracking devices in them on their properties. One of the tracked antlers was picked up by a 7-year-old from a family that owns neighboring property, and the boy's father was cited for trespass by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Miles Galovich, who was issued the citation for trespassing, said that he was convinced that he was driving through a section of public state land last month when his son spotted a 5-point shed elk antler, which Galovich claims was about 20 yards from the road. Galovich sent his son to retrieve the antler. Galovich and his son returned home, and the son put the antler in his room. Later that day, 3 game wardens knocked on the door to speak to Galovich. The wardens told the man that a shed antler with a tracking device in it had pinged at their location. Galovich was cited on April 19th for hunting, fishing, trapping, or collecting antlers or horns on private land without permission. The trespass happened on the LU Ranch in Hot Springs County. The charge carries a bond of at least $435, a fine of up to $1,000, and penalties can also include the loss of hunting and fishing privileges. A court hearing for Galovich is set for May 15th. Just 3 weeks after suspending his congressional campaign amid allegations of sexual abuse, Democratic Montana State Senator Jonathan Windy Boy has re-entered the race. In April, Windy Boy said that he would be dropping out of the race for the 2nd congressional district after his Democratic primary competitor Brian Miller shared allegations by a Pennsylvania woman that Windy Boy had sent sexually explicit photos and messages to her and to underage girls in 2002. Windy Boy's announcement about rejoining the race came 2 days after Windy Boy was removed from his legislative committee assignments and from serving on a state commission by Republican and Democratic legislative leaders. Although Windy Boy was removed from legislative duties, he does remain an elected official. As a holdover senator, Windy Boy is in the middle of a 4-year Senate term and not up for re-election until 2028. The state Democratic Party, which broke the news of Windy Boy's withdrawal from the U.S. House race, also called on him to resign from his state Senate seat. Windy Boy has not publicly acknowledged or responded to that request. Montana legislative interim committees and commissions meet between Montana's biannual regular legislative sessions to discuss issues and draft policy. Windy Boy has been replaced on the School Funding Interim Commission, on the Senate Finance and Claims Standing Committee, the Education Interim Budget Committee, and the State Tribal Relations Committee. Republican Montana Senate President Matt Regeer and Democratic Minority Leader Pat Flowers both agreed that Windy Boy should be removed from his committee and commission appointments and said they want additional action as well. Senator Windy Boy still needs to do the right thing and completely resign from public office, the pair of them wrote. Windy Boy, who has served as a representative and senator in the Montana legislature since 2003, has not been criminally charged, and the allegations against him are not yet under formal investigation or review by any legislative body. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.